Music that grabs your attention and transports you to an extraordinary world. It's the Red Violin Chaconne from the film of the same name, and this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast for John Corigliano's very intriguing score. As a composer and a musician, John Corigliano has what you call in Yiddish, yichus. Lineage or pedigree would work too, but they don't sound as fun. John Corigliano's father of the same name was the concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic for 23 years, and his mother, Rose Buzin, was an excellent pianist and music educator. As a young man, he worked as an assistant producer on Leonard Bernstein's Young People's Concerts, and what makes him even more interesting to me on a totally personal note was that he was music director of radio station WBAI in New York. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, the program director of WBJC here in Baltimore. The movie The Red Violin was directed by François Girard and was released in 1998. It follows the story of a mythical violin beginning in 18th century Cremona and ending up in contemporary Montreal. On the way, the violin stops in Vienna, London, and China. It's been decades since I've seen the movie, but my recollection is that a movie about the history of a real violin from Cremona, built by Amati or Guarnieri or Stradivari, would actually be more interesting. Speaking of real violins, the movie was inspired by the very real Red Mendelssohn violin. That instrument was made in 1720 and is also the subject of much mystery and speculation. Whatever the pros and cons of the film, the music for the Red Violin has fared very well. It was the composer's fourth film score. He also wrote the music for the movie Altered States, which was nominated for an award, and also for the movie Revolution, which was nominated for nothing and was pretty much a total stinker. The Red Violin also won John Corigliano an Academy Award for Best Orchestral Score in 1999. Let's use the composer's own words to describe the piece and its origins. The Red Violin, Chaconne for Violin and Orchestra, draws upon music I composed for the film of the same name. The film spans three centuries in the life of a magnificent but haunted violin in its travels through time and space. A story this episodic needed to be tied together with a single musical idea. For this purpose, I used the Baroque device of a chaconne, a repeated pattern of chords upon which the music is built. In order to fulfill my fiduciary podcasting responsibilities, a few words on the nature of the chaconne are in order. It's a French name for a piece specifically in triple meter, which is based on a repeating harmonic or melodic pattern. Unlike theme and variations, where a whole song is varied, a chaconne theme can be a mere four bars long. Above it, or in some cases below it, a composer weaves an endless series of variations. While the French name has become synonymous with the form, it is also referred to as chaconna in Italian and chaconne in English. To make matters even more confused, it is also synonymous with both the names passacaglia and ground bass. The most famous example of a chaconne in music history is the Bach chaconne for solo violin, which is the last movement of the composer's second partita for solo violin. If I were you, which I'm not, I would go and find a recording of the Bach chaconne and spend about 15 minutes being astounded. If you don't believe me, here's what Johannes Brahms had to say about it in 1877 to his good friend Clara Schumann. On one stave, for a small instrument, the man writes a whole world of the deepest thoughts and the most powerful feelings. If I imagined that I could have created, even conceived the piece, I am quite certain that the excess of excitement and earth-shattering experience would have driven me out of my mind. This begs the question, if this indeed is a chaconne, what indeed is the theme that will keep us occupied? The theme is actually seven two-note chords and sounds like this. We also need to know that Corigliano uses dotted rhythms, which were very popular in the Baroque period, to give the theme more definition. With the dotted rhythms, the theme sounds like this. The other important theme in the chaconne is Anna's theme. To explain this, we need to return to the plot of the film. The violin maker, Niccolò Bussotti, is married to Anna, who is pregnant with their child. Sadly, Anna and her child die, and the bereft Niccolo uses her blood in the varnish of the violin he is currently building, hence the red violin. Here is Anna's theme. It is beautiful and tonal compared to the austere Chaconne. Music, mes petits amis. We begin with very diaphanous, mysterious music, and this fits the story of the movie pretty well, especially because most everyone who seems to come into contact with the red violin meets some horrible fate, like death. We hear the solo violin briefly, and then this mysterious upward-moving line. Now we hear the Chaconne theme on low woodwinds and brass. Once we have established the mood, it's time to meet the soloist. She emerges from the orchestra in a very elegant way with lyrical music. The soloist then plays Anna's theme. The pace quickens, Anna's theme is left behind to be replaced with some dazzling violin virtuosity. Here is Anna's theme, completely reimagined, with a desperate violin and an angry orchestra. Here is Anna's melody, stratospherically high in the violin. Our Chaconne theme then returns with force in the orchestra and is echoed by the solo violin. Anna's theme returns again in a very beautiful setting. Then we come to the solo violin cadenza, where the soloist has the opportunity to expand on the themes by himself. The cadenza ends very quietly with the violin playing the chaconne theme with the wood of his bow. It's a very pointillistic and eerie effect when he's joined by the orchestra. We build to a huge climax with the violin playing both Anna's theme and the chaconne melody. Finally, we have a big virtuosic finish. And so, mes petits amis, what is indeed great about John Corigliano's Red Violin Chaconne? One, it's a great piece of theater. It has everything in a concentrated 14-minute package. Dramatic themes, lyrical themes, great orchestral color. Two, it's a great vehicle for the soloist. If played well, this piece cannot fail to please. Three, nice use of a Baroque form in a modern package. We have enough Baroque structure to hang on to and enough modernity to be intriguing. I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky, and this has been a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast on John Corigliano's Red Violin Chaconne. I have to say also that after spending some time with the score, I'm very tempted to find a copy of the movie The Red Violin and give it another watch.